Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Gens Financial is located in St. Cloud and can be reached by calling 320-258-3688. And again, Niles Gens in studio with us. Niles, always a pleasure to see you. How are things?
Things are great. How about you?
Yeah.
That's all I get out of
They sure think, are.
Yeah.
They
it's like
sure
talking
are.
To a teenager. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'd be saying good. If I was a teenager, good.
Well, fine.
And if you're that's a girl. If you're a girl, they say fine.
Really?
Yeah. Doesn't your wife just say fine whenever you ask her?
Well, you, how are you doing?
Fine.
I'm going to be an Einstein if I keep hanging
around.
And
the kids will all say good, except for your favorite daughter. She'll say fine. Just the way that works.
And you're smart.
Listen, if I didn't have it written down in front of me, I wouldn't be so smart. So there we go.
Okay.
We are going to talk about breaking down 6 common retirement myths. But first, let's talk about some upcoming workshops, sir.
What I'm going to say about the upcoming workshops is just wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, the schedule is full. We did a workshop last night at the Holiday on the west side of town here. We did have a film crew there.
Yeah.
We had 3 cameras set up. We had me, Mike, the whole while. So the purpose of that was to get it professionally recorded, so that once they get my uhs and ums out of there, it'll be on our website.
Sure.
As far as timetable on that, I would say a month because it just takes time to edit.
Okay.
But we did that for people who cannot come to our events because it just didn't work in their schedule.
Right.
They'd rather sit at home, watch it on their computer or their any other smart device, whatever they have. So again, that'll be available. We did that last night.
Are you worried at all about that becoming outdated?
I'm sure we'll have to do it periodically.
Sure.
I would say every year and a half-ish,
yeah.
That type of stuff. No, we really don't. The stuff we talk about at the events is pretty current all the time, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm sure there'll be parts. So what they're going to do is they're going to piecemeal part of the presentation. So if somebody wants to just listen about the Social Security segment, they can go
perfect.
Click on that.
Yep.
Somebody wants to do what are mutual funds, they can click on that. So they're gonna chop it up for lack
sure.
of a better word.
And then if things do need to be updated, it's just easy to one segment.
Yeah, update
but
that.
Folks,
one.
Stop to think about this. When you go to a workshop with Niles Gens, whatever it is that you need to know about your future, your retirement needs, they talk about that stuff.
Yep.
Every one of those workshops.
Yeah. And I told the people last night that was obviously the cameras were on me. They weren't on the attendees there last night. But I told everybody, hey, pay attention about a month or so when it's on our website.
Yeah.
Give us all. You have to have a security code to watch it.
Sure.
But I would encourage you to watch it again.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I had a client come up to me last night. They've been clients probably better part of 10 years, and they come about once a year.
Sure.
And she came up to me, and Kathy told me, she said, Niles, I learned something every time.
Every time.
Every time.
Yeah.
So again, but the events we're getting to. Event last night at the Holiday Inn.
Right.
Event tomorrow night being the 14th of March when we're recording the show on the 13th.
Yep.
It's full. There is no room for anybody else for tomorrow night.
Okay.
And I generally give people a heads up that these things do fail.
Right.
Last night we kept the crowd a little smaller, but intentionally because of the camera crews all needed room.
Right.
Okay. But again, if you go to our website, Gents, G-E-N-T-Z, financial.com, and click on events, you'll see a drop bar, events for March and April. Tomorrow night, like I said, being March 14th, April 2nd and April 9th. There are 2 events, 2 different days, same program at the library here in town.
Okay.
St. Cloud Library. It's going to be from 6 p.m. to 7:45 p.m.
Is Roger doing those?
Nope. Kevin's doing those.
Okay.
Okay. So Kevin's going to be doing workshops just on Social Security. Now, this is retirement Social Security.
Okay.
This is not disability income Social Security.
Gotcha.
So if you're disabled and you want to know if you're eligible for Social Security benefits, this is not an event to attend.
Okay.
So that is, you should contact Social Security.
Right.
Okay. So again, April 2nd and April 9th at the library, both start at 6, go to 7:45-ish. Kevin does a fantastic job on those. You'll like Kevin being there. By the way, Kevin will be on air here on occasion.
Yeah.
So instead of me, Helene, and I taking a little time off on occasion,
sure.
You'll have Kevin in here on occasion, okay?
You keep threatening to do that. We'll have to get that.
He's coming here today to meet you, Bob.
All right.
Okay? So then April 10th, it's going to be at the Rockwoods Grill down in Otsego. April 11th. It's going to be, again, the Poor Wine and Bistro down in Otsego. April 18th, it's going to be at the Coyote Moon here east of town at the Territorial Golf Course. And the last and not least, of course, at back at the Holiday Inn on the 23rd of April. So there are six events in April, plus the one tomorrow night would be seven. Yeah. People ask, Niles, why so many? Well, if they weren't popular.
If they weren't sold out.
If they wouldn't be lots of people
kinda
there.
Kind of tells you, doesn't it?
We wouldn't be doing them.
Yeah.
Okay? So people often ask me, Niles, how many more years are you going to be doing these? I hope, God willing, of course,
yeah,
that I can be talking to you 10 years from now and I'm still doing them. Okay.
So
because of my age.
Yeah.
Okay?
Niles, why are they so popular? Everyone so worried about everything?
No, there are 12,000 Americans retiring every day in the United States.
Okay.
These are retirement-geared workshops. Okay. So if you're more welcome to come, but if you show up when you're 25 years old,
yeah,
you're going to learn a lot of stuff, but over half the stuff really doesn't pertain to you at this point in time.
Yeah.
When you get to be 45-ish, 50 and north of that,
yeah,
it's that's where the light bulb goes, yep, I should be thinking about this stuff.
You know, I would say if you're 25 years old, you should come to these because, like you say, not only are you going to learn stuff, but, man, talk about kind of a cold slap in the face. Uh-oh, I can never start thinking about retirement and planning early enough.
Right, right. So, again, the events are well attended. Roger does a speaking down the Otsego area.
Yeah.
Roger's been working with us, 13, 14 years, something like that. Kevin's been in this industry for 8.5 years now.
Yeah.
The last 2+ years with us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I've been doing this 44 years come August, Bob. So we are not green peas by any stretch of the imagination.
True.
So we're going to try to get to today, and I don't think we'll get through all this. But break down six common retirement planning myths and 10 big retirement obstacles you can overcome and 3 mistakes to avoid in retirement tax planning. So let's get going so we get through as many of these as we possibly can.
Okay.
So number one myth in breaking down 6 common retirement myths, financial myths can make it difficult for your retirement. And then you got to stick to your plan.
Yep.
When mapping out your retirement years, it's critical to have the right information. So I encourage people when you get together with friends, coworkers, people at church, if you start talking about retirement things, that's great. But just remember, if Arnold says something about Social Security, it's Arnold's opinion.
Right.
What Arnold tells, and I'm working with that name Arnold, by the way. So when Arnold talks about Social Security, it probably pertains to Arnold and his wife if he's married.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be the same for Bob Hughes and your wife.
Right.
Or Niles and Helene.
Right.
Everybody's situation is different. So I still get people that will debate. This is the way it is.
This is what I heard.
This is what I heard. Well, yeah, that might be right for that person, but it might be right for you.
Right.
Okay, so be careful with that. So again, number one myth, don't need to revisit my withdrawal rate. You got to be careful when you start taking money out of your retirement programs, accounts, that you realize what you're doing. And you realize you have to look at later down the road results. So, for example, and we'll talk about emergency funds here in a little bit, but if you needed money real quick for some reason, could be you turned on the air conditioner here this last weekend to make sure she ran, it didn't. And you come out and your Freon is low. You don't replace Freon anymore, that old stuff.
Right.
You've got a new air conditioner in route, don't you?
Right.
So when you do new air conditioner, the central air conditioner I'm talking about now, they're more than likely going to tell you to replace the furnace while they're at. Because, you know, you get that $300 rebate, you know, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So you're going to replace the whole shooting match. We replaced ours 7-8 years ago. It was $8,500 back then.
I remember.
What it's going to be today, $15,000, $16,000?
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you needed $15,000 to do that, if you had to take it out of a retirement account, such as the IRA or 401k or similar plans, you're going to have to take out $25,000 to clear $15,000. Again, a very rough number.
Trying to get to
his
withdrawal rates.
The old rule of thumb was you can withdraw 4% per year out of a retirement plan. And as long as you're making 4% a year, you're good.
It's a wash.
But I've had people in my office who did not end up being clients who told me, Niles, we need to take out 10% a year out of our retirement accounts to stay afloat financially.
To stay afloat.
Stay afloat. And I'll go, 10%? Yeah, Joe Schmo down the street said I could do that. No problem. Take out 10%. And I say, no, you can't. And they'll look at me.
Well, that's
like,
not what I want to hear.
No, that's not the answer I was looking for. And they don't end up being clients because I'm not going to put our office and themselves in a position where they have to take out 10% a year just to make ends meet.
Nobody wins there.
No, because they now when the markets are up, you know, the S&P 500 is up pretty good this last year. I mean, it's huge numbers.
Yep.
So during an increase like we've had, no problem. 10% is no big deal. But you cannot do that over an extended period of time. I don't care what your current financial planner is telling you about that. I don't care what the person sitting in a cubicle in their underwear somewhere.
Yep.
It does not work. So you got to be very careful what you take out of your retirement plans.
Niles Gens with Gens Financial Services is in studio with us, folks. Their telephone number is 258-3688. That is area code 320. Of course, their website, gensfinancial.com, G-E-N-T-Z, gensfinancial.com.
So another myth that's huge, and most people don't realize it till they get to this point in their lives, is that Medicare will cover all health care costs. Well, Bob, you've been there, done that. Okay, I'm not aging you, obviously, by saying that. But Medicare was never, ever intended to pay for all health care costs.
Right.
Medicare was came about in the early to mid-60s. Remember that, Bob?
I do.
Out? Okay.
Yeah.
You weren't on. No, I'm just kidding. But Medicare was never designed to pay all your bills.
Right.
So, for an example, I've talked about my Uncle Melford quite often on the radio show. Maybe not as much as of late, but his wife, being my godmother, had a stroke on Monday, okay? She is now at Sanford Hospital in Sioux Falls. I'm heading down there tonight.
Right.
Okay? And I talked to one of their daughters yesterday, and she is going to a nursing home.
Yep.
Okay? Medicare does not pay for long-term nursing home stays. Does not.
Mm-hmm.
If she receives skilled care in this nursing home, if she's getting therapy and if she's going to get better and she's coming home, between Medicare and her supplemental insurance will cover the first 100 days.
Right.
After that, there is no coverage with Medicare for extended long-term care, period. Mm-hmm. And people say, well, my Aunt Helen got it. Your Aunt Helen was there for years. She was on Medicaid.
Yes. And there's a big difference.
They're not even the same program.
Correct.
Okay? So Medicare, you have deductibles with Medicare. You have co-pays with Medicare. I am not Medicare certified to go past this point in time, but Niles Jr. at our office is. So again, number two myth, Medicare does not cover all costs.
Okay.
Number three.
This is my favorite one.
Whew. Again, last night at the workshop, one of the ladies sitting in there said, Niles, I heard my grandkids will never get Social Security. Okay. Where did you get that from?
Gladys at the coffee shop.
No, it was actually her financial planner told her that.
No.
Yep, her financial planner told her that your grandkids will never get Social Security. And I looked at her very seriously and as nice as I could, I would fire your financial planner.
Period.
Period.
Right there, right now.
Okay.
Oh, my.
So, are there going to be some tweaks and changes in Social Security? Yes, obviously.
Yeah.
The program was designed back in the 30s, if I remember right. You probably don't remember that.
I do not. That's the one thing I've forgotten.
So that was designed in the 30s. It was designed after the German Social Security type system.
Sure.
It was designed when people's life expectancy was 57. People were never intended to live into their 90s.
Right.
So the program, yes, is going to have some changes along the way. But it is going to be a program. When you and I are long gone and up in heaven, sitting in the deer stand talking schmart, it'll be around.
It'll be there.
So please. But Social Security is scheduled to run out of funds 10 years from now. 2034, it's projected to be out of money. Could there be some changes along the way to heal the program? I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope they fix it.
Sure.
Okay. Will it affect all of us that are either close to Social Security age or on Social Security, maybe. You know, some of your politicians are saying there's a 20% Social Security pay cut coming. Take that for what it's worth, where it's coming from.
Yeah.
But again, Social Security is a program that will be around forever.
And it was never intended to be your sole source of income. Nope. It is supplemental Social Security.
Yeah, people got that in their head somewhere along the way. It's 100% of my income.
Yeah.
And also, it kind of irks me. I talked to a gentleman last night at the workshop afterwards where they call Social Security an entitlement program.
Ooh.
They should put a shocker on somebody, whoever that ever comes out. It's not an entitlement. You paid into it.
That's your money.
Yep. Number four myth, I can work as long as I need to. Great. If your health stays the same, if your spouse, if your marriage stays good, and if your boss wants to keep you employed.
Put up with you.
I was going to say that. Put
I
up
knew
with you. But again, the idea of working deep and deep into your life is not a bad idea if you like to do that.
Right.
But realize things change. Okay. So to plan your retirement, of working in retirement to subsidize your retirement, might, if it works for you, great, but it might not work out either.
Okay? It again really underscores the importance of finding a job that you love.
Yep.
Because I don't work. I have way too much fun.
Yeah, me too. I said that last night at the workshop.
Exactly.
So myth number five, I'll spend less in retirement. Absolutely wrong. Your spending style or habits do not decrease once you retire. Actually, your cost of living will go up.
Especially early, I think.
Yes. Because like I mentioned, 10 and a half years ago, we started doing this show. Every day is going to be a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And I've picked up some national people call. We should have trademarked that, Bob. But every day is a Saturday. So what's a Saturday like? Well, a routine Saturday for Helene and I is go out for breakfast.
Right.
It used to be a $20 bill to go out for breakfast. Now it's close to 50. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Including the tip.
Oh, and by the way, inflation is up too. we just got that story today.
Well, they kind of figured out it was up. But anywho, so it's not going to be any cheaper to be retired versus working. Now you say, well, Niles, I'm not going to go to work every day and I'm not going to be spending, $20, $30 a day in gas. I get all that. But when you're chasing around when you're retired, trust me, when you go out, let's say you do a stay vacation.
Yeah.
You stay at home.
Mm-hmm.
You try that before you retire. Stay at home for a week and see what you do.
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
It's not so much fun.
Yeah. It could be rewarding.
Can be.
But it's expensive.
Yes, it is.
So again, you'll spend less in retirement and pay less taxes. Big myth. Okay. Number six, I'll live in the same place throughout my retirement. Helene and I have discussed that lightly.
Mm-hmm.
We love our house. We love where we live. We live right west of Buffalo out in the country. I have my pole barn, which my wife calls my kennel. Go to your kennel.
Sure.
So the place is set up the way we want it set up. But thinking about it once, we're in our 60s, my wife and I. Is that place going to be too much for us when we're in our 80s?
Well,
if we're blessed to be in our 80s, okay? Yes, we can haul. We can hire out the lawn mowing.
All the maintenance.
The landscaping.
Sure.
It would be a challenge for me to find a lawn mowing company that will put up with my...
Well, that'll do it right, first of all.
Yeah. I'll have to stand there and supervise, Bob. Yeah. Is the snow removal company going to do it just right? Is the tree trimming company going to do it just right? Maybe they'll have to send me away when all this is happening. But again, is our health going to go bad on us?
Right.
From our main level to the bedroom upstairs is 16 steps. Yes, we can put one of those lifts going up. But what if we take a tumble coming down the steps?
Yeah.
So you have to really sit back and look at, I talked to a client yesterday on the phone. Her husband's at the VA nursing home, been a couple years there now.
Okay.
The house just got to be too much.
Right.
So she put it on the market, sold it here recently, is moving to a country manor here end of this week.
I think a senior citizen housing complex, I kind of would look forward to something like that because I love to play cards.
Yep.
I love to do, I love people,
yep.
Right?
Yep. There's some fantastic places. But you have to find one that is active.
Yeah, exactly right.
Not just an apartment shell where everybody hides in their rooms all day long.
Yeah.
Find one like a Telemore. Did I say that right? It's by,
yep.
Yeah, I have a client in there. Activity is good. It's like the buzzing. It's like a nursery in there. The kids are running the asylum.
Yeah. Good deal.
So again, when you come in the office, think of us as a sounding board.
Yep.
You're going to run ideas by me, and I'm going to look at you. Sometimes in the deer in the headlights look, oh, okay, where did that come from?
What are you thinking, Bob?
What are you thinking there, Bob? But, you know, most of the time when you sit down with people, once they start talking, they got this figured out in their heads already.
Yeah.
As far as the withdrawal rates, the Medicare, where we're going to live, cost of living, most people got that dialed in. They just want somebody to reaffirm what they're saying and maybe add a little bit of ammunition to their bullets. Okay?
You know, Niles, I have worked this stuff out on paper a zillion times, maybe two zillion times.
Yes, you have.
But I haven't done it yet, and that scares me still. I mean, it looks good on paper, but reality and paper sometimes can be different.
Helene and I have more me, because that's what I do for a living.
Yeah.
We've planned out our retirement on the financial end of it.
Yeah.
You know, I've been doing this for 40 or 4 years. I think I know what I'm doing.
True.
Okay. So retirement looks real good for the both of us.
Right.
But there's more to retirement than money.
Definitely. Okay?
What scares me about retirement, it should scare a lot of people listening today, is what am I going to do?
Yeah.
You know, what am I going to do? First off, I love spending time with my wife and my kids. But I think my wife, especially if we'd get her on the air sometime, would say she loves it when I'm not around sometimes too. So think about what you're going to do in retirement. And after the break, we'll talk about 10 big retirement obstacles you can overcome.
AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Folks, we can smile, we can joke, but retirement is very serious business. Which is why the phone number you need to know is 258-3688. Online, GensFinancial.com, G-E-N-T-Z, GensFinancial.com. AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Folks, there's a website that you need to know about, GensFinancial.com, G-E-N-T-Z, GensFinancial.com. A very important phone number also for Gens Financial Services. 320-258-3688. Niles Gens is in studio with us. And Niles, I talk about that website because the knowledge that is, it's like a library. It's right there.
I do peruse on occasion other financial planners' website.
Yeah.
They're pretty much boilerplate. There's a company down in Texas that designs websites that everybody stamps their disclaimers and their logo and their stuff out there. This is not a boilerplate website.
Right.
This is built from ground up to where it's at, okay?
So you've been doing this for 40 years, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in those 40 years, you probably have ascertained, which is a big word for me to use, figured out.
Can't what, even spell that word.
What people want to know. And that's what's on the website, what you want to know. Yeah. It's so user-friendly.
People want information that they can use and they can digest.
Right.
I go to meetings. Before COVID, we had meetings all the time. Now it's webinar stuff. But you have these meetings, and these guys and gals are talking about stuff that doesn't pertain to 99.9% of the people that are out there.
But it sure sounds good.
Oh, so look, these graphs and brochures sure look pretty that you're showing us.
Yeah.
But you look back, and I'll get them off to the side. I say, you ever sit down with somebody at a kitchen table? You ever sit down with somebody in the office? You ever been to a nursing home? You ever been to a hospital? You ever been to a funeral for a client? The stuff you're telling us, the average person doesn't need to know and doesn't care.
Right.
Okay. So get to that. We had a workshop last night at the Holiday Inn. Well attended. We did, though, keep the crowd a little on the smaller side because we had a film crew there.
Right.
The film will be available on our website, I would say, in a month or so. Once they do the editing and get my uhs and ums out of there. But we do have one tomorrow night at the old brick house here, not too far from the station here. That is full.
Yep.
There's no more. There's a waiting list for that one. Then two events coming up on April 9th and, excuse me, 2nd and 9th. They are the same program, Maximizing Social Security at 6 p.m. at the library here in town, the St. Cloud Library. That is for Social Security retirement. It's not Social Security disability. So if you have questions about Social Security disability, you will not get any answers about that at that event. It's retirement Social Security. And then two events down the Otsego area on the 10th and the 11th. And then back up here on the 18th at the Coyote Moon and the 23rd at the Holiday Inn. So there's seven events counting tomorrow night in the next month. So people ask, why so many? Because people want us to put those on, okay?
Yeah.
I would say we could easily do two a week year round, and they'd all be well attended. So again, if you can attend, be great. You can RSVP right on our website, or you can do the old fashioned thing and give us a call 320-258-3688 and just say, I want to come to this workshop. If you're a married couple, both should attend if possible.
Yeah.
But if you can't, one of you is good. And also obviously single people are welcome to it. Just not a marriage retirement thing.
Okay.
So 10 big retirement obstacles you can overcome. We're going to talk about inflation. We're going to talk about your kids. And we're going to talk about discipline. Okay. You need to be disciplined to save money for retirement. You have to say to yourself, I'm going to take care of myself.
Yeah.
Now, when I say myself, if it's a married couple, I mean both of you.
Yeah. Okay?
We are priority number one. And I realize, because I've been there, done that, just like you were. There are obstacles in the way to save money for retirement. Mm-hmm. There's kids. There's the mortgage. There's car payments.
Broken legs.
Unexpected health care costs. There's deductibles. There's a hailstorm that takes out all your stuff. You got deductibles to pay. I've been there, done that with all that. The best way to be to put money away for retirement, if you can, work for an employer that has a 401k. If you did nothing else when you started out and just put enough in the 401k to get the company match, that would be huge, okay? Or if they have a simple plan or other similar retirement programs. But at least do enough to get the match, okay? And also, they're great businesses. Obviously, they thrive. They do well. But all these coffee shops that have popped up along the way, now, being a non-coffee drinker,
yeah,
it doesn't really mean anything to me. But they're great businesses. I
sure
know people that own them. They do well.
You bet.
But to be paying, I don't know, five, six, I don't know what.
You know, I don't know because I've never been to one.
We should interview one of them. We should go to one.
Yeah.
But there are frills in our life. I'm not saying you got to be, you got this guy on at 6 o'clock at night. He's beans and rice.
Yeah.
I don't think he ever ate beans and rice in his life, okay? Now, I agree with vast majority of stuff he says.
Sure.
But you also have to, within reason, enjoy yourself.
Let me ask you a question. When you are retired, do you still need to put money away to save? Or are you going to zero every month?
No, don't go to zero. You know, most people don't go to zero.
Right.
Because things are going
to
happen.
I've set up our budget to where we're still going to be putting money away.
Yep. You got to put money away to replenish the emergency account.
Yeah.
To replenish the travel account.
Yes.
To replenish the fund account, FUN.
Right.
You need to replenish that as you go. Yeah. To run it to zero or possibly go in the negative. No.
Yeah.
Nope. Not good. So again, put enough into your, if you have a 401k at work, put enough in there to get the company match. So obstacle number two, you work for a company that doesn't have a retirement program. Some companies can't afford to do it or just don't have the program.
Yep.
So you can put money away on your own. So you can put it into what's called a traditional IRA. This is where you get a tax deduction on your tax return.
Mm-hmm.
For 2024, you can deduct up to $7,000 plus an additional $1,000. For catch-up contributions, if you're 50 and older,
mm-hmm.
Okay? So if you've not done your taxes yet this year, you can put in for last year, I believe it was $6,500. You could put in $7,000 this now at the same time, so $13,500 if the pocketbook can stand it, okay? But again, putting money away is pre-tax dollars, but you have to realize down the road you're going to start taking money out of that, and you got to pay your president and your governor, Bob.
Yes.
They have to be paid, okay? So if you don't want to pay taxes in retirement, then you want to do a Roth IRA. Roth IRA have the same contribution limits as an IRA, and you could do a combination of the two, as long as you don't exceed the maximum limits.
Mm-hmm.
But a Roth IRA is a very, very unique retirement program to where you can put money away. It builds tax-free. You take money out tax-free. You have to leave the principal sit there for 5 years when you open up the account. But, again, this is not a put-and-take type investment.
Yeah.
But I would encourage you, everybody out there, even if you have a 401k at work, see if the plan documents allow 401k Roth contributions.
When you do that, is it a taxable event or no? When I roll over from a regular 401k to a Roth IRA?
Okay, well, say your 401k offers both.
Okay.
You're not doing an internal rollover. You're just putting some money in both.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Gotcha.
But again, putting money in a Roth is after-tax dollars, so you don't get a tax deduction for it.
Right.
But again, if you get used to that coming out of your paycheck every 2 weeks.
You never miss what you don't
you
have.
You get used to it, okay?
Yeah.
So if you haven't done so already, I'd strongly encourage you to start putting it into a Roth.
Okay.
For you self-employed people out there, you can do solo 401ks. You're also going to do SEP IRAs. SEP IRAs really come into play for self-employed people or people who have very few, one or two employees.
Sure.
That I don't think they really work well with large. They don't work well with large companies.
Okay.
Number three, obstacle, student loan payments. I hope you are not out there paying your kids' student loan payments.
Yeah.
If you are, I guess so be it. But I've never, ever been a fan of taking your money to pay for your kids' college education as a loan.
Sure.
Okay? Because that, you know, there's ways your kids can pay for college without tapping mom and dad's pocket.
Joe Biden's paying for everyone's college now. So
I forgot that your president did that.
That's right. He's writing checks.
So the last thing I want to talk about, the obstacle, is changing jobs.
Okay.
Workers between 18 and 24 change jobs averages 5.7 times. And those 25 to 34 change jobs 2.4 times, okay?
Sure.
So when you change jobs, and if your former employer has a 401k, people are tempted to take that money in cash.
Yes.
First off, you got to pay a 10% penalty. You'll pay a 20% federal mandatory withholding on federal taxes. You got to pay state of Minnesota taxes. You're just going to wipe the whole thing out in penalties and taxes, okay, or not hold it, but good half of it at least.
Yeah.
So if you have a bunch of old 401ks laying out there, give us a holler. We'll show you what your options are. Your options are to cash them in, which I would discourage you to do. You could roll all into one and then get it into an IRA. You could see if your new employer, what their 401k will take them all, but let us help you figure that all that stuff out. But we'll wrap up this last thing, Bob. I think we're almost out of time, right?
Yep, we're getting close.
Obstacles. No money for emergencies.
What are you going to do?
It still amazes me. People come in the office and they work with a financial planner here, either locally or the 1-800-RETIRE-NOW number, and they have no money set aside for emergencies.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes zero.
Yeah.
I don't know about your life, Bob, but once in a while, stuff just sneaks up on you that you got to cough up a fair amount of money, and to have an emergency fund available makes it a lot simpler.
So I just have to tell you this. Cat opens up the XL energy bill. $7,000. There's a little error on their part. Trust me on this
one. Did you leave the windows open, Bob? Or?
Wow. It's just a little error.
Oh, was it usually run?
Two and a half. Does that kind of catch your attention when you open? And, you know, oh, they say, oh, we're going to have to do a little catch-up here, you know, because they have to adjust the rates and all that. So, yeah, we talked to our friends at NSP, I almost said, XL yesterday, and, well, that can't be right, you think? But in all honesty.
Well, good you didn't have electronic automatic pay out of your checking account.
Oh,
then
my.
Then Mr. Banker would have called you.
Could you imagine that?
I would imagine.
The air would be blue, my friend.
Yep. So we're going to introduce Bob to Kevin Bright here once we go off air. And so you'll hear people hear Kevin on occasion. He's not replacing me. I'm not going out to the pasture. But when Helene and I are taking some vacation, much needed vacation, I might add, Kevin will be on board. So Bob's going to meet him here shortly. And we'll talk to you soon.
Excellent. Niles, thank you.
Yep, have a great day.
Folks, you know the telephone number, right? 258-3688. You know the website, GENZFinancial.com, G-E-N-T-Z, GENZFinancial.com. You know this stuff? Hop on board. Plenty of room on this train. That is for darn sure. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. GENZ Financial is located in St. Cloud and can be reached by calling 320-258-3688. AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Promotional consideration paid by GENZ Financial Services.